Sustainable oyster farming. That's the ethos behind the Jolly Oyster in Ventura. Their aquaculture farms are based in Baja, California, which, according to founder Mark Reynolds, is the ideal location for many reasons.
We are particularly interested in farming what we consider to be the most sustainable form of aquaculture, which is shellfish. Shellfish filter feed microalgae at the bottom of the food chain, which stands them out from fish eaters, such as marine finfish or other type of crustacean like shrimp. Because the farmer surrenders its control to the environment where that filter feeder is feeding on its own, it is very important for us to locate, preferably a bay, which has the right type of biological requirements that we need in terms of water temperature, oxygen, carbon dioxide, pH, all of those physical aspects. Baja California is blessed by the California current, which comes down from Alaska, and it basically is bathed in wonderful cool waters, and that is affected by northwesterly winds off the Pacific coast in America, which create a Coriolis effect, and that Coriolis effect effectively sucks surface waters out to sea and pulls water from the seabed up to the surface in an upwelling. That upwelling creates additional refrigeration, if you like, and also brings up minerals which add to the richness of the water and brings in additional food. So we've got the right types of conditions to grow different types of species and minimize the likelihood of mortality.
Oysters obviously get on with it themselves in the ocean, so how much human input do you actually need to have an oyster farm?
Let's start from the seed point of view. Increasingly, because of the world's overfishing, there are problems in finding wild fisheries for oysters. In the UK, oysters used to be the poor man's food, and increasingly it has become the rich man's food. The same has been particularly in the east coast of the States. New York was built on oyster shells, basically. Trying to find the seed for your farm is therefore an issue, and we have had to start from the basics and set up a hatchery whereby we condition broodstock and induce the spawning through temperature shocking, basically, so that we can fertilize the eggs and grow through a larval process, which is around about 3 weeks before we metamorphose those larvae into seed and then take them out into the farm for seeding. It's then a process more or less of 2 years, while effectively what we do is we try to manage the density of the oysters so that each one of those oysters has access to the water and what comes in that water, particularly food. And we keep the containers where we manage the stock, we keep those containers clean. So it's a matter of very simply density management and good cleaning.
That's Mark Reynolds from the Jolly Oyster in Ventura, California. For more information, see thejollyoyster.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.